Hello, and welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts Today. I'm Shelley Mutum, owner of the Next Chapter Bookstore. Today's book review features Solito, a memoir by Javier Zamora. Quote, March 16th, 1999. Trip. My parents started using that word about a year ago. One day you'll take a trip to be with us, like an adventure, like the one Simba goes on before he comes home. That opening paragraph of Solito gives us a sense of innocence, such a vast contrast to what's to come. It is a powerful story of sacrifice, courage, and perseverance, a tale of a harrowing 3,000-mile journey, an unimaginable voyage full of incredible and dangerous challenges. And one 9-year-old boy took it alone, Solito. This story is told with such beauty, such poetic impressions and stunning detail and description that the reader is immediately transported into the very time and place seamlessly, as this passage highlights. All of the colors are amazing. Some still linger at the edges of the sky, but when the sunrise was at its peak, it felt like we were walking in a painting. Pinks, oranges, reds, purples, yellows, mixing together like watercolors. I thought I liked sunsets most, but I think I like sunrises better. Our author and narrator, Javier, is left in the care of his grandparents and extended family, as his parents left El Salvador years prior and made the journey to the U.S. to make a better life for themselves. Now that Javier is 9, his parents have decided that he is ready, so they make the call for him to finally join them. Javier's grandfather is present for the initial part of the journey, but he will part ways due to travel restrictions. The following is Javier's memory of that heartbreaking moment. As the bus starts moving through the dark puff of smoke, I see Grandpa in the middle of the wet and dry road waving his hand. Jesus is behind him, sitting in his BC taxi. The green on both sides of the road make Grandpa's white polo look so white, the brightest non-rain cloud. His belly fat and so round like a marble, his hands still waving. My face pressed against the back window's glass, I concentrate on Grandpa's light brown hand waving. Grandpa getting smaller and smaller as the bus rattles forward. From that moment on, Javier will confront several challenges, from a perilous boat trip to terrifying treks across the desert. But through it all, there are also unexpected moments of hope, kindness, and love. Javier bonds with some of the other migrants who become like family to him. They protect, sacrifice, and try to shield him from the countless traumatic incidents along the way. Solito is a timely and incredibly important read. This is Javier's story, but there are millions more like this one. This is Shelley Mutum with the Next Chapter Bookstore, and this has been Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts Today.